אוי, בבני סוף מבס אשתי, משומקים לי סנאי בתנאי בזן, אימא צחורה את וסה. אוי, בו דק פי זה שיטה. And then, even though that is this שיטה, that even according to Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yeshua, so he still cannot collect from the same Tamin, tears money. So he says, we cannot mention a Raya. ואין לו בראי אם הוא קום ארוכה. אף עוד אבדום רבון נזכור, כי הוא נכסי יסי נמתן, אלו אם כן ריביסי חלס בן. So, in other words, one could mention a Raya to taste the shit, that these are big tannin. So then, we could not, these are big tannin, so we still couldn't collect, even tears money. Why? Because assuming that tears money you could collect even from Ktanim, so why does the Gemara say, we are for God, Yom HaMara, Bolu Poram, yes, he's saying, we pour all of the Shvoi. But tears money, he can be gave without Shvoi. Let the Gemara mention the big Achidesh. We are for God, Yom HaMara, in his coffee. We need to see him in אלוהים כי נויסו ריביס החלס בן, but there's money, yes, even though ריביס is not a חלס בן. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So isn't that a raya? That אינו חנמה, by קטנים, we cannot be gave it. So that's why the Gemara cannot say, ואף אגב דומר רבונון, אף אגב דומר מה, אם נזכור כי נכסי נסים קטנים, אלוהים כי נויסו ריביס החלס בן, there's money, he can't be gave it. Because from נסים קטנים, he couldn't be gave it even there's money. So he says, no, we couldn't mention this raya. So he says, ואם אברהם יקום ארוך אבל אמרה בואו נזקוק נשים טנקי הרים שכל לבם ומאי ומתקן את הבדלים דשמו משום רב פופה לא כתמילו של הבדלים because the whole discussion and the מחלוי כסטייס וסנדה ושנים is only in connection with רב הונה פרד רב ישוע but in connection with רב פופה there is no shaila so there is no shaila that he couldn't be gave from the same time so in any way he couldn't say ואבו גבדו ממה אם נזקוק נשים נשים טנקי אלא כי סביב יש חלס בן, but there's money you can be gave from the same time. According to Rav Popper, you couldn't be gave. And the Gemara wanted to mention something that will be true, not only Alibi Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, but something that will be true even Alibi Rav Popper. משום שם ומשום רב פופן נפלו סדר אינני נוקד אהודה בו לפורה להשמינו דיגו ואפילו לא ישווה נלמוד that's a big חידש נלמוד he wants to tell advises that he can be gave even without ישווה. That's why he mentions that memory rather than the memory of Rabbase of Iniskok and Yersi Yisem Yitani Yisadim Yitzchalet. Alright. Very long, right. And that thesis, again, says, we couldn't deduce this aloha. Mishu Nimechilt. Because of my binai, the Rav Popper, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, because they had Gemara, that we find out, mentions the Machlokes Rav Popper, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, as to why we say Iniskok and Yersi Yisem Yitani Yitzchalet. Rav Popper says, because they have to run the Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yaspek Tani Rav Nevin Tishini. And Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua says that Tani is because of Tchore. So what's Nafkimine? So the Gemara mentioned Nafkimine ki Shechayu Leib. Where the father was made before his death, that he still owes, he didn't pay. So according to Rav Popper, we still cannot collect from the same Tani. Because Yaspek Tani Rav Nevin Tishini. According to Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, is so the reason is why you cannot collect from Tani because we anticipate the possibility maybe the father already left. But if the father before his death admitted that he still owes, so then it's much higher to the Cheshish. Chora, I say, why doesn't the Gemara mention? So with Lugu, we could mention a Raya that even from the same Tani, even Alibi the Rabbuna and Rabbi Yeshua, we couldn't collect. That from the same Tani, we couldn't collect even Tears money. Because assuming that from the same time that even from the same time we could collect tears money, so why doesn't the Gemara say Nachimine is only a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, but a little bit of Popeh certainly not. So why doesn't the Gemara say Nachimine is tears money? So he says, very well, you're right. מישהו נחלו לקום מהי בנאי רפור אבו נבשווה, ויקום מהי בנאי כאילו מסלעי ותיך הזמן, דו אבו נקובה, Ravunem Rav Popper Mishmaitin. So no, he cannot mention a Raya. Because there the Gemara wants to mention a Nafkimine between Ravune, Brei de Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Popper. And it happens that Ravune, Brei de Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Popper, they both are Chilik. and Rishlokish's name. They agree with Abaye and Rabbi. It's just a coincidence. But this coincidence is true. So the male of Gemara couldn't say that the minute between Rav Pope and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua is in the other case where it is misleading the Hazman. Because, so according to Rav Pope, he couldn't be gave it. And according to Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, he would be able to be gave it. No! Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua himself, coincidentally, would say that he could not be gave it because Chazok in the prayer is Yazmanic. Why does Tesis say the eight? After all, it seems that a very good reason. The Gemara couldn't say that the minute between Rav Pope and Rav Huna between Rav Yeshua is regard to the case of Nisrei Netech Hazman. So according to Rav Pope, he couldn't collect. According to Rav Huna between Rav Yeshua, he would be able to collect. Because after all, because how could the Gemara say that Nakimina Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua himself is Chilik and Rishlok is a deal, so he certainly would not be able to collect. Even according to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, because he is Chilik and Rishlok is a deal. The answer is no, that's not such a good teretz. Because when the Gemara says my binaya, the Gemara doesn't mean my binaya between Rav Pope himself and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua himself. The Gemara means my binaya between the svore of Rav Pope and the svore of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. It just happens, this is a coincidence, that Rav Pope and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua are chilek and rishlok is a din. But we don't pass like Abaye b'Rove. So we pass like rishlokish, but we still have a machlekes, another din between Rav Pope and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So when the Gemara says my binaya, the Gemara doesn't mean my binaya between Rav Pope himself, who in addition to the svore of Yasman and Pils Ninu has the svore that Otto Bosu Mifriat Yasmane and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, who in addition to the svore of Tzvore Atvese, so he has the svore that Otto Bosu Mifriat Yasmane. The Gemara means my binaya between the svore of Rav Pope and the svore of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, detached from any other svore of Rav Pope and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So that's why this is it. So that it says that in the name, the Gemara could say, the Kamei Kemis Yochlin Tzikim Nai Tume V'Nechei Shishvim Erod Dovarei Av Nishnayim Tzikim Amin Ma Meniyah Dami Tzut V'Yish Mashem Mi Hu Yesh Lo V'Rai Lafil Rav Huna Nifo Shtayim Shim Tzchore Lo Yigob Em Yisem Yitan Ma Fritik Hazman Dibor Echalei Ravaz Et Virik Shuma Yisem. So he mentions the Raya that Avilu Rabune in Forestheim Mishin Tzore Luigobe Misen Tanim Avilte Hazman Dipor Echalei Ravas Bifirik Shuma Yisem Vidochi Kalei Lishni Balchem Shekibrof Lezu Lezu. Gemara says there, Omar Avinim Rabbas, in his cost, he knew the same against the Ribis and Chalazbe. The Rabbi Yechon Omar, Oy Mishtar, she is Beribus, Oy Mixvasi, she is Mizem. So there is a Machlekes between Rabbas and Rabbi Yechon. Both agree with the general principle of in his cost, he knew the same in time. But the Machlekes is how many exceptions are there. So according to Rabbas, there is only one exception. If Ribis tends to consume all the whole estate, that's the only exception. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is another exception besides the situation where Ribis is tends to consume the whole estate. There's another exception, Tzvasisho. Why? Because until Tzvasisho is collected, until the Isho collects the Ksuve, so the Isho, the Almono, is entitled to Mizenes from the Nechosim, from the estate. So in order that the Yisenim Ktanim shouldn't have a loss, because if we don't collect the Ksuve for the Almone, So that means that Almone will be entitled indefinitely to Mizenes. And the Mizenes might add up to 10 times as much as the amount of Mitzvah, if not more. So that's the other exception to the general rule, according to Javier. So the Gemara has the cash. So the Gemara says, now, Shuma Yisein Yisrei Umachrizim Bibeit Yav Shmahek Deshishiyei Umachrizim Bibeit Yav Ver. In other words, when we have to collect from the Nechosim of Yisein Tanim, so in other words, we have to accommodate the Yisein Tanim with every possible advantage. So in other words, we have to auction it off for 30 days in order to get the highest possible bidder. So that's the halacha. So it appears from this Mishnah in Erechim that it's possible to collect from the same time, because the Mishnah says that we have to maintain an auction for 30 days straight in order to obtain a high bidder. So apparently it's possible to collect, but the question is, even with an auction taking place for 30 days straight, how will it be possible to collect? There is aloha and he's talking in the same time, because he'll give me a chalas ben. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, besides the exception of Rabbi Sechelas ben, so there is another exception. So we can apply the Mishnah to the case of Tsume, where Dalmone is making the claim, is filing the claim against the estate of the Yisenim Tani. So Memele, so they, Almone is another exception. But according to Abase, Almone is no exception to the general rule. The only exception to the general rule is Ribis Echeles Ben. Now, a Yisrael is not allowed to take Ribis. I mean, and we are talking of a time when Jews are tzayis redine. I mean, the Gemara doesn't even visualize a situation like today. I mean, not to be a Shia, you know. So in other words, so how is it possible? So it's only, we can only visualize a case of Ribis Echeles Ben if the Balchein, the creditor, who tries to collect, is a goy. So then there is no Yisrael Ribis. But if the creditor is a Jew, so how can we visualize Beheter, a situation of Ribis Echeles Ben? And Gemara doesn't visualize the situation of Eteriski. That the Gemara doesn't visualize either. So the Gemara has the Kasher. The Gemara is the Kasher. B'mayaskinon. Why can't we say that the Mishnah of Shuma Yisemin, Yishleishin Yeim, has reference to the case where the person who tries to collect is a goy? So there is no Yisrael Ribis. A goy is allowed to take Ribis. But so then it comes within that exception of Ribis Echeles Ben. But if the goy is the one who tries to collect, a goy is not tzayis ledine, a Jew is tzayis ledine. But a goy is not tzayis ledine. So Mitzayis, so how can we tell him it has to be auctioned off for 30 days? He's not going to listen to us. He'll demand that he has to get paid immediately. And what can we do? He can fight with the goy. So the Gemara said, Mitzayis, Elop Shite Balchem Yisrael. And of course, Balchem Yisrael, so the Gemara doesn't even visualize a situation where the Balchem Yisrael is collecting ribis against the din. So, how can we allow a Balchem Yisrael to collect ribis? And still, we auction it off. So apparently there is another exception besides ribis. What? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan make a mitzvah v'sisho el rabase kashe, Oma l'chabase el Rabbi Yochanan minicha mishapkinu mizeine divadik amavse zakin nachoze v'yadim en vachinu v'vachinon holi kashe divadzul v'bez kid Rabbi Yude elo mikol. So the Gemara says el rabase kashe leim om balchei v'nichobi shekibu lolo lodun b'dini Yisrael shekibu lolo flodun b'dini Yisrael yoche ribis name lo nishkei. She kibbalolof lezu, we kibbalolof. So the Gemara applies the Mishnah of Shuma Yisemin, Machrizin olof, Shleishin Yein, to a case where the creditor, according to Ravase, so the Mishnah has to have reference to a case where the creditor who tries to collect is a goy. But if he's a goy, so he will not listen to us. So the Mishnah has reference to a case where a goy and a Jew were both mikabel the Dinish Yisrael. So they listen to us. They listen to us. Oh, so this is what he says. Avo miu יש לו בחי להכיר רבו מפורשתיים של שחול, אם המייסי מטרף יותר הזמן, דיבור לך לידר הבאסת, איך שמה יסיים, ודוח איתה לי לשנוי את בלחי, שכיבור אוף לזו ולא לזו, הוא היה דבלחי, דבוי, הוא עוז מקבל דיני ישראל, in respect to תפרס היסיים, but he was not מקבל דיני היסיים, in not to collect interest, that not, so, כיבור אוף לזו ולא לזו, ולא נשאר מרוחם מה יסקינו, בשביל הגיע הזמן, בחיו, and why doesn't the Gemara say Lochem Mayaskinon Bishomu Yigi Azma Mechayo and there the Gemara doesn't say Mai Binaye Bein Rav Pope V'Ravune Bein Rav Yishua there the Gemara has the Kasha against Ravas so it's not the Gemara doesn't discuss enough Kemine between Rav Pope and Ravune Bein Rav Yishua enough Kemine between Rav Pope himself and Ravune Bered Rav Yishua himself. Then the Gemara discusses Ravase. So, Mimeled, so why doesn't the Gemara say? So you know what? Yishua Yigia Hazman Bechayov. So Yigia Hazman Bechayov and Ravase agrees with the slumdes of Ravune Bered Rav Yishua that the Tamas why it's in his Koki Unirsi Yisim in Tani is because of Tzora Atrase. So Mimeled, if Yigia Hazman והגיע הזמן בחי אוב, when the father died, before the death matured, so then there is no שושי of צורה התרסה. That's why the Mishnah says, שומע יסיים שלא שמיהי, ואין לו אימא, די, so that's right. So since the Gemara doesn't apply the Mishnah to that case, so it's right, ואין לו אימא, די, הוא סוגי, סברי גיטאי ורב פופה, so and according to רב פופה, it doesn't make any difference even if the father died. Before the death ritual. But Yachro Avim Mitzvinio, the Maskolim Mishanek is Chayiv Meide. And according to Rakopi, even Chayiv Meide we couldn't collect. So we see that Gemara is not trying to apply Rabasel like Rakopi. But Gemara is trying to explain Rabasel like Rabune Brit Rabbe Yeshua. So maybe Gemara could say that the Mishnah of Shema Yisaimim is reference to the case when the father died before the death matured. Why doesn't the Gemara say it? So it's a riot that even according to Ravune Bered Rav Yishua from Yisaimim Tanim you cannot collect even though the father died before the death matured. ואם הם לאשר לסוף מטעם רפופי, ואז כל המשנה יש חייב בידי, והשינוי יורסה, עלי מטעם רפופי, וכן יש לכי אבום מגוף הדמיון של רבאסה, תקום הרבה כאילו יסוד ריבי של חלס בהם. אלו כאילו ריבי של חלס בהם. So in other words, so it's a raya that Rabasa doesn't agree with Rav Pope, because according to Rav Pope, that Yasmer had been minutes minimum. So even if Ribi sees the Chalas Ben, he wouldn't be able to collect. See, Rav Yechen and Meisi, he was Isha Mishim Zeyne, Mashma Balchei, when Nishtaka Mishim Yen and Nifroi, and Mistome, Rabasa, the Rav Yechen and Isli Chazok et Vishlokish, the Hoche Yuchasek, and the Posek Mishmait, Roi, Ilesli Chazok et, the Vishlokish, אם כן קיימו לנו כרישלוקי בארבע דבורים, ובריש החילץ, ולפוסק עובק, אבוס אלו בתואת, אף אגב דירו בבד יפולת הרישלוקי בשמייטים, מכל מוקים גם מלדות מוכח, ולקיימו לנו כרישלוקי שלו בתואת. I mean, this is not such a ראי ברור, because we could say that it's Rove says that דהלוכה, whenever there is a בחלק מתרביך ורישלוקי, so only in three הלוכס, because הבאיה ברובה, זה יחילה איתם רישלוקי שסדים, מה שאין כי, we would say that הלוכת רשלוקיש עם פור הלוכס. מכל דבוך הזה יקד את רשלוקיש לא יפלט. ופיר ידע לבי, דיפור רביך נמלי יסיסיינו רביך רשלוקי נסיינו אצל הסישו, אבל גם דיקאי מלון, דיקאי מהבו משום סחורי, ואוסו משיר שנוגח, לא שייך סחורי, because over there the Gemara deals with the case where an axe of the Yisaini, God, so there was no chiyuv בחיוה. The chiyuv occurred after the death of the father. So it's much I have to say, Tzchor HaTrasa, Mikol Mokim Pol Shapir, the Rabbi Yechel and Yisrael in Spoki B'chol Inye, Apiru B'milve, Habo Machmasat Smeid, Lushayach Tzchor. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara has the Kasha against Rabbi Yechel, who says, Ma'aliyas Yisaymin, ואומר רבי יחן אני נזקוק יום נניח שניסיימו וכסלסי שו נבו עץ סופוז אישי אחר אשר נקוקי הוא אז נגיע so רבי יחן אני says so ממה נהיה פטרופס so the law is The Mishnah says, Miman la patropes, we appointed trustee for the cotton, and to go away. Otherwise, it would be impossible. So the shvorim of Yisraelim will be able to go, and no one will be able to collect. So because of that, it's Miman la patropes. So then the shaila is, when we are Miman la patropes, so from whose property can we collect? Can we collect from the property of the apotropes or from the estate of the Yisraelim? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Malias Yisraelim. If we appoint an apotropes, so then we can collect the nizek, can collect from the estate of the Yisraelim. So the Gemara asks the kasha, Vom Rabbi Yechanan is kofin as Yisraelim el mitzvah sisho, aber da, the time when Tava have mishum tzore, so, and the Rosh Hashanah is not going to shayach tzore, because the nikicha took place after the death of the father, מקום מוקים פה ושאפיה, דרבי יחד ישראל נזכוק עם חוליין, אפילו מיל והבו מחוסה עצמי, ושייך צורת, מטעם די, מכם אלי שובים, but anyway, this is Teis Vashiti. So Teis Vashiti is, that from the same time, even מעלי בדרבו נברי דרב ישוע, we cannot collect, even there's money, And other שנים אחרים, I'll leave it to Rabbi Abisho. But it goes without saying that according to Rav Pope, everybody will agree with this verse, that we cannot collect from the same Tami, even if the father died his money, because Yasme loves me and the beats in him. Because Yasme loves me and the beats. Alright, now, turn to the Gemara Daf Kufay and Dalit. Now there is a very basic machlekes v'shenim, and without our Gemara. But it's not discussed by the v'shenim and our Gemara, it's discussed by the v'shenim and that could find out. Now, that Gemara, I ask you to go over that Gemara. How are that could find out in that? How are the Yasi? The power of all the Mekamdo, the Dino Yasi. Omer ha-pope priz ba'ochei v'mitzve. The Yasi lo avim evad mitzve. The Rabbuna b'l Rabishua omer, ima tzcho ratushe. My benaye, ike benaye, kishichai v'meide. Iname v'shamtu v'meiz v'shamte. Sholchu mitam, shamtu v'meiz v'shamte. Hilchese k'rabune b'rei d'rav Yisho. So according to Rav Pope, even if chayv meine if m'shamtu v'meiz v'shamte, so we still don't collect, because Yasmer Avi never needs any. But according to Rabune b'rei d'rav Yishua, so we do collect, because if it's chayv meine, or shamtu v'meiz v'shamte, so we know that he didn't pay the fine, he didn't prepare tzchore. Because had he prepared tzchore, so why would he allow Besdin to carry out Inido against him? He would tell them, I have a bundle of money all prepared for the payment of debt. Oh, Meis. Or if you're a shtachim, it's a tarasyon, in a gate. Vim kosu beis kabalt in mucho gate. Bishlim rabu nebrit rabi shua mishkachas lo kishchai vmeide. El rav pope kashe, shane oso, lhoche torach mikosu beis kabalt. All right. That's the Gemara. Now, look in the Rashbam, that could find out. So, Priyas Balchev Mitzvah, Horev Ato Nase Balchev, Umil Balpeh, Umitzvah Lepoi, Vim Yisemim Pchusim Yed Gimel, Lav Nebel Esnir Ninu, Rigadwe, the Lulish Lo Yedine Badai. So Rashi, the Rashbam emphasizes, Umil Balpeh, in other words, the implication being, that if it would be Mil Vabishtah, then we do not say, in his cooking, Lindichsim Yisemim Ktan, Elim Kinesa Tibisach HaVazbeh. When do we say, in Skokin, in Yichsi, the same Tanim, the Lord, in Israel, he be Zechelet Ben, only if it's Mil Valpeh. But if it's Mil Vabishtah, so he can collect from the same Tanim also. Now, first Rashi says it in connection with Rav Pape. And then he says the same thing in connection with Abunah Ved Rav Shua. Abunah Ved Rav Shua Oma, Leil Om Yasmer Mei Bevet Nitzin, Kidoma Beirach Mefirik Shema Yisein, Yasmer Doch Lav Dideu, Lizle Bosa Shevkai, ein Teil der Gebe und die Asma der Gabe der Lite Blaser Adino die kleine Marie war schor hat sie ab ihm mit Maul der Hayo Lite der so wie ka komm mir mal pe die kleine Marie hast du mit Tara Abu der Hayo wie hat da die kann wir kommen wir vierke mir mal pe geben na Yoshi han mir kein Schamtu bis Schamt so Rashi der Rashba sagt Rashi der Rashba emphasizes again in connection with Abune Pe Rabbi Shua too that only if it's mir mal pe so we cannot collect from the same time. But if it's Mil Vabishtah, we can collect from the same time. It's a very big chiddush. Teisves is chelik. Teisves here, v'imkosav v'iskabalti. So Teisves is chelik. I ask you to go over the Gemara and Teisves. But anyway, Teisus is Chelek. And Teisus holds that Rabash's din of a Yiskokim and Yichse is same in Tan, Elo in Hoysa, Ribi Sicheles Ben, and Hoysa Ribi Sicheles Ben, so he applies to new Rabishtaos. And among the kashas that Teisus asks, so Teisus asks one very strong kasha against the Rashba. One very strong kasha. He asks, if we say that the whole din of a Yiskokim and Yichse, Rabash's din of a Yiskokim, applies only to Milval Peh. But the Milval Shtar, you can collect, Bein Alibed Rav Pop, Bein Alibed Rav Unibrit Rav Yishua, from the same Tanim also. So why do we have to resort to the Tanim of Yasmo Avni Mevet Nitri? Why do we have to resort to the Tanim of Chorat Veseh, if it's Milval Peh? So the Mele, there is Aloche, suppose he would try to collect the Milval Peh from the Malve himself, if the Malve had been alive. And the Malve would say, polite. So the Malve would be Nemo, he's a Kibarak. So the Mele, there is a Loch of Tamino, Liasme. So even vis-a-vis, he's saying daily, not only he's saying Tan. There is a Loch of Sarpichovilim of Tamino, so he shouldn't be able to collect. Even from his saying daily, here Rabasa says that he's talking with his saying Tamino. Elohim Kinoi, so he be Sechalas there. Only he's saying Tani. The implication being he's saying daily, you can collect. But Molefshach, if it's a Milval Peh, Molefshach, if it's a Milval Bishtar, so the Rashbam says, so even from the saying Tani, you can collect. Rabbah says maybe. And so we must say that Rabbah says reference to his saying Tani. Rabbah says reference to a Milval Peh. I'm sorry. Rabbah says reference to Milval Peh, not the Milval Bishtar. If it's a Milval Peh, so suppose the Malve had been alive, suppose the Levi had been alive, and the Malve would try to collect from the Levi, and the Levi would say, pride, so he couldn't collect, the Malve couldn't collect, so now that the Levi is dead, and the Malve is trying to collect from the Yisenim of the Levi, so we should apply the Aloch of Tanino Yasme, the Torah, so even from the Yisenim Talim, we shouldn't be able to collect. Why does Rabasa say, only even from saying daily we should be able to collect? Why does Rabasa say, only the same time? Only the same time. That's a very strong kasha. Now, so we have to say that the Rashbam will agree with Teisa Shita. The Rashbam will agree with Teisa Shita. Teisa does not agree with the Rashbam Shita here, but the Rashbam here will have to agree with Teisa Shita in our Gemara. What does Teisa say? That by saying Tanim, so he couldn't collect, even if the father died, there's money. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rabasa says, in his cooking, we see saying Tanim. In Milval Peh, we couldn't collect, in Malve, we couldn't collect in Milval Peh, from the saying Tanim. But from the saying daily, he would collect. The question is, even from the same daily we couldn't collect. If there is no shtar, so when somebody presents a claim against the same, so Bezdin should be taken on behalf of the same daily. Pora, the answer is, why does Bezdin present the taine of Pora on behalf of the same? Tanine, Psach Picholile, all the taines that the father could have successfully presented had he been alive. So Bezdin presents it on behalf of the Yisrael. But if the father would not have been Emon to say this Taine, so the Mele Bezdin wouldn't present the Taine on behalf of the Yisrael, who don't know anything. Now, suppose the Malve presented his claim before the death mature, and the Leve would have said, right, would he be Emon? He wouldn't be Emon. So the Mele, since he wouldn't be Nemon in the case he wouldn't be Nemon if the father would hadn't been presented against him, had he been alive the Levi. So he wouldn't be Nemon. So now that he's presented against his Yisenim daily, so Bezdin is not there. So in other words, Rav Hunes, so we have to say, according to the Rashbam, We have to say, according to the Rashbam, that the whole halacha of Kavasa, of the Niskokim, Nirsei, Yisein Tanim, has to be applied to the case where the father died, Teresman. So then, if the children who survived the father, who died Teresman, Agdelim, then he could collect. But if they are Tanim, he couldn't collect. Now, why couldn't he collect? If they are Tanim, because Yasna had been a Blitzeninu, or because Choratese, but if they had been Gdelim, so then we would be Cheshish for Choratese, if they had been Gdelim. And we couldn't say, but Taninen, because Taninen is only Shayach in a time if it had been mentioned by the Levi himself. Suppose the Levi had been alive, he would be never. So then Bezdin presents those tithes for the children. But if the father died, there's money. So then it's not Shayach to say Taninen, because the father himself wouldn't be there. But there is one difficulty with this. The fact is, it's only a coincidence, but this is a true coincidence. That Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit Rabbi Yeshua agree with Abaye Rav. What Abaye Rav is saying? That if the Malve demands payment from the Leve tears money, and the Leve says brightly, he is them. We don't pass like that. But Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, they both happen to agree with Abaye Rav. So in Mele, the question arises, how can Rabbune Breit Rabbi Yeshua? How can Rabbune Breit Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Poppe say only from the same Tanim you cannot collect if the claim is presented as money, if the father died before he had matured. But if the father died as money and the children who survived are Gdelim, then you could collect. The question is, so this is cash is, but you couldn't collect anyway, even from Gdelim, because Taninen. So we said, no, if the father died, there's money, then it's not Shayach to say Taninen, because the Levi himself wouldn't be Nemon. But that's true, Ali B'Deres, that we passed like a Shlokish. But Rabbune Breit Rabbi Shua and Rav Poppe agree with Abaye Rabbe. So according to Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit Rabbi Shua themselves, so if the Levi had been alive, and the claim had been presented, there's money to him, and he would say for right, he would be Nemon. So the Mele, if he's not alive, and his children are daily, So, Bezdin should be taken for that. So, we have to say, now there is a cloud. Those who learn Gittin, I mean, should know it. I mean, that the halacha of Taninen is only shayer by Taine de Shlichen, but not by Taine de Loi Shlichen. That's the reason as to why the Ri says that it's Loi Taninu Mizuyev by Ishtar to Yisein. But there's the halacha of Taninen, because Mizuyev is a Milchet Loi Shlichen. So the Baldova himself, the Levi himself, if he's there, he's never even though it's a Milchet Loi Shlichen. But when the Yisein, they don't know anything. So, but Bezdin has to present that time on the basis of that. Of Pesach Pichol Ilen, so if it's a Milchet Loi Shlichen, there is no Aloche of Tanim. So the Mele, now the Shloki says that even if the Levi himself says Boraiti is not Lemon. So Abaye Virov and Rav Poppe and Rav Huneva and Rav Yeshua, true, they say that he is Lemon, but they will agree with that it's a Milsel Eshriche. Voraye, that according to Mishloki, he's not in Lemon. So it's certainly a Milsel Eshriche. So true, Rav Poppe and Rav Huneva and Rav Yeshua and Abaye Virov, they all these Lemon. Because in Moldova is Nemon and Tainis that are Loishriche also. That's the monies of Tain of Moldova. But a Tain of Loishriche certainly is. The best guy is that according to Mishlokish and according to the Psakaloche, he's not even Nemon, the Moldova himself. So even Abaye Berobe who say, who is Nemon, so it only means that he is Nemon, but a Milsen Loishriche it is. Since a Milsen Loishriche it is, so Memele, if the father died and he was survived by Yisein daily, and he died before the death matured, so the Mele, and if Yisein daily, so then, according to Rav Poppe, Rav Huneva, Rav Yeshua, the Malve can collect for them. even though if the Levi had been alive and the Levi had been taken to Torah, he would be never according to the Apostle of the Yeshua. But now that he's not alive and the Saints don't know, they don't know anything. Paid, not paid, they don't know anything. So Memele, since they don't know, so this is not taken on their behalf. Because it's a time of Yishlich. So in other words, so we have to say that the Rashbam agrees with Tesis. Because if the Rashbam would not agree with Tesis, so then we couldn't apply the memory of Rabase to a case where the father died, tears money of the chayim. Because in such a case, so according to the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rambam, so he would be able to be gave even from the same time. So we have to say that Rashbam agrees with the Sheet of Tesis. And even though Tesis could explain that way, but Tesis is chayim anyway. So the Rashbam has to agree with Tesis. The Rashbam has to agree with Tesis, but Tesis is not Mishubet to the Rashbam Sheet. Now, then another question arises. According to the Rashbam, that this aloha of Niskoki and Nixon Semin Tani, it applies only to Yul Alpe, but not to Yul Bishta. So we have to understand that. Bein Alibed Rav Pope and Bein Alibed Rav Unibed Rav Bishwa. So Alibed Rav Pope, why does Rav Pope say that Niskoki and Nixon Semin Tani? Because Rav Pope holds that Shibud Alav Beraisi. So the reason is why you can be gave from the Levi himself, or from the same daily, because Priyas Malchit Mitzvah, so we are Kefani Mitzvah, but Ketanim Lavni Mevet Mitzvah, so we cannot begin. But if Rapope, so Rishayim say, it's only Rapope Rishitosev who says in Bolobasra that Shibud Alav the Raisi, but if we were to hold that Shibud is the Raisi, then even though Yasme is Lavni Mevet Mitzvah, but we don't have to resort to Mitzvahs, then Shibud Mechosim in the same way as the Yuvah Bishtar is given from the Kuchas. Is he Mechuyev? The Lev Keach is not Mechuyev to pay, but San Bezim Shibud Mechosim. But Popper Rishitos, who says that Shibud Elav the Raisi, so in Meile we cannot be given on the basis of Shibud Mechosim, but only on the basis of Shibud Aguf. So when can Bezim be given and be given on the basis of Shibud Aguf if there is a Chiyu? If it's obligatory upon the Lev, oh, you say in daily. But Tanim, they're not Mechuyev. They're not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hinshaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek, they're not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yishashat Nesh Meitzlach HaVidach Hutzo. They're not Muzer and the Lav of Lissashik Yisrayacho. So the mainly there is no clear. But if there is Shibet Nechosim, so without recourse to mitzvahs, so best can be here to Sech Nechosov and collect. And there is a Shibet Nechosim the same way as best in collects from Lekeach. Lekeach has no Shibet Nechosim. He's not personally indebted. Also, Mele, even though Rav Pope says that Shibud is Lav Deraise, but Midrabonon, so there is Shibud, Midrabonon. Kidei Shalitinu Delas Bivnilov, and this is what Rav Pope says in Vobasre, the end of Vobasre. Dvar Teiro Echot Milu Vahopev Echot Milu Vibishtar, Eini Geive, Michosim Mishibodim. Uma Tamom, Umiu Vibishtar, Deive, Michosim Mishibodim, Kidei Shalitinu Delas Bivnilov. So, be it as it is, so, Milve Bishtar is certainly the Chola Poches in the Rabbonon. Gave on the basis of Shibud Nechosim. So, Mimele, if it's Milve Bishtar, so Rashi says very well, I mean, that when does Rav Pope say we cannot be given from the same Tani? Why? Because Yashma Adi Mevet Mitzvah Ninu. But only if it's Milve Alpeh, so there is no Shibud Nechosim. But if it's Milve Bishtar, so true, Rav Pope holds Shibud Alav Deraise, and mid Raise he cannot be given. Even Milu Bishtar cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim. But with Rabbonon, Milu Bishtar is given. That means that with Rabbonon, there is Shibud Nechosim. Even according to Rav Pope, so the main way, even though Ketanim Rav Nidavid is. That's in connection with Rav Pope. In connection with Rabbonon Brit Rav Yeshua. So also Milu Bishtar can be given. So what is the difference? According to Rabbonon Brit Rav Yeshua, so Nafkemine between, so the reason is why we cannot collect from the same time is because Zorat we say. So even by Milu Bishtar, we should be chishish for Zorat we say. The answer is, by Milu Bishtar, there is the Choche of Shtom Biodemai Boye, that he wasn't paid. So Memele, we don't have to be chishish Griechisch for Zorat say, when on the, from the point of view of the Chocher of Shtor Yod Mai Boye, we have to say that the father did not prepare a bundle of money. Because if the father had prepared the bundle of money, he would have mentioned it, and then the Shtar would have been surrendered to him. If Monifia, if the father is very concerned about his children, that they shouldn't have any problems, and he already went so far as to prepare a bundle of money out of which the debt should be paid. So why didn't he go one step further, the father, and finish up all his accommodations and provisions for his children? And he should have called the Malbe to his house before he died, and he should have told him, I have a bundle of money, here you have it. Surrender the shtar. So Mele, that's why the Rashbam says that according to Rav Leib Rav Yeshua too. So we only say in Iskokin and Yirsi say Mektanim, Mach Mas Dechshoshe of Tzorach, if it is Mil Val Peh. So then there is no Yechoche of Shtob Yodem Al Boy. So then we have to Cheshish. Mashein Kein, if it is Mil Val Bishtar, there is Yechoche of Shtob Yodem Al Boy, that it wasn't paid. So the Mele, there is Yechoche, that there was no Tzorach. Tzorach means Peroi. He already prepared. He already set aside money to be paid. So in Mele, the fact that there is a shtar, that the Malve has a shtar, indicates that there was no tzoratis. So that is the shite of the Rashbam. However, Teitz's shite is that the halacha of in Iskokon Nichsi Yisein Iktanim applies to Mil Val Peh and to Mil Bishtar, Bein according to Rabbi Breit Rabbi Yeshua, Bein according to Rapport. Now, we have to understand Tisles vis-a-vis Rapport. So Bishlein according to Rabbi Breit Rabbi Yeshua, so Tisles is very reasonable, doesn't require an explanation. But, vis-a-vis Rapport, Tisles requires an explanation. Why does Tisles say that even Rabbi Breit Rapport, so in Scotland, we see same Tanim, even if it's new with Bishtar. Rapport's Tanim is because Yasbel Avim never meets him. But so Bishlein Mil Val Peh, so it is based upon Shibud Aguf. So Yaslav never meets any new, so he cannot collect. Then he cannot collect on the base of Shibud Aguf. But if it's Mil Bishtar, true Rav Kope holds Shibud Aguf the rice in that all. But with Rabbonon, the halacha is that the Mil Bishtar, even Rav Kope is made it, that he can collect from Likuches. Likuches there is no Shibud Aguf. Just Shibud Chosim. So Baktani, there is no Shibud Aguf. There could not be any collection on the basis of Shibud Aguf, but let there be collection on the basis of Shibud Chosim. So we have to say, according to Tisles, so vis-a-vis Rav Kope, so the Rashbam Shite is very mistaken. Vis-a-vis Rav Kope, Breit Rav Yeshua, so Tisles Shite is very from the same time, because Yasla the Mitzvah, but if it's a new Bishtar, so we don't have to resort to Shibud Aguf, to Mitzvahs, just on the basis of Shibud Chosim, in the same way as the Baal Chiv collects from Likuches, he certainly is not bound by any Mitzvahs, he didn't borrow any money, but on the basis of the Chosim. So, according to Tisles, there is a Chiddush, that if we say Shibud Aguf the Raise, and need the Raise, so even a new Bishtar is not given Chosim Shibodi, there is no Shibud Chosim, but Chachomim Mo Misaki, because of Shulit Til Dol Yilom, that there should be Shibud Chosim. So the Chachomim were only Misaki in Shibud Chosim. Chachomim were only Misaki in Shibud Chosim if there is someone who is personally in debt. So let's say, vis-a-vis Likuches. So Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then he sold his father to Levi, and then Shimon tries to collect, and Reuven doesn't have any chos in his possession, so he can collect from Levi for the sode that is in the possession of Levi. So over there, mid Rabbonon, there is Shibud Chos. So over there, there is a Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf is between Reuven and Shimon. So Mele, mid Rabbonon, there is Shibud Chos. there, Midrabonon, there is Shibud Chosid. So over there, there is a Shibud Aguf. There is a Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf is between women and children. So Mele, Midrabonon, there is Shibud Chosid. And the Sode that is in possession of Levi, of Rekea. Mashein came in the case where the Levi died. Now, so the Levi died. So a dead person certainly is not personally indebted. So Mele, and he left, he was survived by saying Tani. So if he survived by saying Delim, so that loch is mitzvah I say in Lifrei Achiv Aviyah, so it doesn't mean just mitzvah. It means mitzvah I say in Lifrei Tetzves. In Borobasta and Tetzves in Suves points it out, I ask you to go over the Gemara. So Tetzves says, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. One mitzvah is, where best is Kefi. That is, if the Levi died and he left Kakois. So if the Levi, who was Mechuyen, who was personally indebted, left Kakois, on which there is a shibud, so then the Yisraelim have a shibud aguf too. That's the halacha. If the Levi dies and he survived by Yisraelim daily, and he left Kakois, so he left Nechosim, upon which there could be a shibud, because on Mitalteling there couldn't be a shibud. Only on Kakois there could be a shibud. So the halacha is that when Yisraelim yashu Nechosim upon which there is a shibud, so then they themselves become personally indebted to the Balchayim. So the Mele he can collect. Mashein came if he was survived by Yisraelim Tani. So Yisraelim Tani Mamufke according to Rav Pope from Shibud Amu. Because Yasim Eladni Mevet Nitzaninu. So that means that there is no one who is personally indebted. If there is no one who is personally indebted, so Rabbi Tam says, in explaining the aloche of Hamich HaShtachim V'chaveira V'chozar V'moch L'imochu, so Shmuel's din, so Rabbi Tam explains it, why is Chozar V'moch L'imochu at all? He sold it to the Rikeach. How does he have the authority to be Meichel? The answer is, when Reuven borrows from Shimon, $1,000, so then that too Shibudim. One is the Shibud Aguf, the personal indebtedness that inheres in Reuven. And then there is a shibut, the nechosim of Reuven now mishubet to Shimon. And if Shimon sells the chayim, the shtar chayim to Levi, so Levi only acquires the shibut nechosim from Shimon. But the shibut aguf cannot be transferred. So even if Shimon sold the shtar chayim to Levi, so Levi only acquires the shibut nechosim from Shimon. But the shibut aguf remains between Reuven and Shimon. So as long as Shimon was not meichel the chayv to Reuven, so then the lekeach can collect from Reuven, as long as there is a shibud aguf. But there couldn't be a shibud nechosim in a vacuum. A shibud nechosim always has to be backed up by a shibud aguf. So the shibud aguf can be between Reuven and Shimon, and the shibud nechosim can be between Reuven and Levi. But if he waived the debt, if he cancelled the debt, if Shimon cancelled the debt to Reuven, that Reuven owes him, so then there is no Shibud Aguf between Reuven and Shimon. So then the Shibud Nechosim between Reuven and Levi is also cancelled. Because there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf that backs it up. So the Mele, in the case, Teisa Shite is that if Meyur Bishtar, according to Rav Pope, couldn't be given from the Yisraelim Tani. Because if the Yisraelim are dealing, so the halacha is that when the father dies and he leaves Kakois, so then there is a Shibud Aguf on the Yoshi. But some Mele there could be a Shibud Nechosim. Mashein can be seen in Matani. According to Rav Pope, Ktani Mamufki of Shibud Aguf. So there couldn't be a Shibud Aguf on the Yoshi in the Ktani. Some Mele, how should we collect? On the basis of the Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to back it up, Rav Tam says, there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to back it up. That's the shite of Teisa, so it's very stubborn, according to Abraham Shite, that there couldn't be Shibud Nechosim without Shibud. So that's why Teisa says that even if it's a Milva Bishtar, so according to Rabbuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rav Pope, he couldn't give it from the same time, because by the same time, a Mufke of Shibud Aguf, if there was no Shibud Aguf, there couldn't be Shibud Nechosim in a vacuum. So the Mele, even though it's a new Bishtar, he still couldn't be gave it. But in the Yoshima daily, so then there is a Shibud Aguf.
So that's one thing of Mitzvah Yisraelim Lifrei Achiv Aviyem. If the Yisraelim are Beirim and the father left Kakois, so then the Mitzvah means Yishmeragu, not just Mitzvahs. But then there is another aloche of Mitzvah Yisraelim Lifrei Achiv Aviyem. If the Yisraelim are Beirim, even though the father did not leave real estate for them, but just Mitalton, so then it's only a Mitzvah Mitzvah Kivdah to pay if the father. That's only a Mitzvah, no Yishmeragu. So in Meile, that's not Shayach to be Kefir, so because I'm the Mitzvah of Kibbutz. So the Mori Chum says, we're not Kefir because it's Mitzvah Sese, Shema Tzchol.
So since the price is in the Roshim, Ma'ese, Shalom Chachomim, so that means that it's mentioned in Mishi. The Tehne Eicha Omu Chachonim, the Shabon Kora Mishi is saying that the Ma'omor is a Gemomela. There is a Mishne, there is a Mishne in Ksubes, that Almono that wants to collect the Ksube from the Yisraelim, so she has to take a Shwe. But where is there a Mishne that any Balchim who wants to collect from Yoshim, so he has to take a Shwe that Loi Pora? Because the fact that the Mishnah mentions that in connection with Almono is no proof that it applies to every Balchim. Because we could distinguish the Malmono Lechlemela, the Shana Almono, the Shulika Bersin, the Hashimun Shorfei. They were in the Tamil Zerika Kesef, Kabin Misha Meis, the Niach Isho Balchim, the Hoyo Loi Milve Utkotin, the Yad Achere, so he's not to Yosh. So there is a Machlekes between Rav Tarfman and Rav Akiv. So one says he not know the Keshel Shebehem, and that's Rav Tal. And Rav Akiva says Yitnu Yosh. Why? Shekulam tzrichin shvue. Vein aliyoshim tzrichin shvue. So in other words, because Mitalkel and Yasme is going mishtab. If he had left Kakois, so then everyone could be gay. Ibalchei, the Nisha could be gay. But he didn't leave Kakois. He only left Mitalkel. And Mitalkel and Yasme is Loi Mishtab. But if he didn't have to take Yishuye, so then he would be able to be Zeich. So the Balchei would be able to be Zeich. But since one cannot collect without taking Yishuye first, so the Mele, he cannot be Zeich. He cannot be Zeich. So that's why the Yoshi, Yashnet, and the Balchei cannot be Zeich in it. And since he cannot be Teifet, so the Mele, the Yoshi, Yashnet, once the Yoshi Yashnet, so we say Mitalto Yasne when Mishtabde. Anyway, so there it mentions the Niach Balchei V'Yisho. So even the Balchei cannot be gave it. Why can't the Balchei be gave it? Because he has to take his Shmuya first. So that's why he cannot be Zeicha, so we see. So Agavurche, the Mishne implies that even the Balchei could not collect, he could not be taken without taking the Shvua first. V'chein, Shikulam Tzrin Shvua, V'na Yoshim Tzrin Shvua. So that's why the Yoshim can be Zeicha in the Nechosim, rather than anybody else. V'eitnam B'Shvua, V'chein Aysemim, V'na Aysemim, Lo Yitzri Roel B'Shvua, Shal Yimotzinu B'Nishtorim Sof, Shal Abo Sheshtar Zeporua, Aume Gamo Abo Yom Nishba Shein Neporua. In other words, the Mishnah in Shvua mentions another Shvua. Now, so in other words, if the Levi died, and the Yisraelim of the Levi, Yoshim of the Levi, and the Malveh is alive, so then the Malveh, so has to take his Shvuah that he didn't get paid in the lifetime of the Levi. But suppose both died, the Levi died and the Malveh died, and the Yoshim of the Malveh are trying to collect from the Yoshim of the Leve, so the Mishnah in Shvuah says, since they cannot swear that the Leve in the lifetime of the Malve paid the Leve in his lifetime, did not pay the debt in the lifetime of their father, the Malve, because they don't know. So the Leve, they have to take another Shvuah that they didn't find in the file of their father. In the file of their father, a notation that it was paid.
So this Shvuye makes sense only if the father had been alive, he would have to swear that he didn't get paid. So now the children of the Malve, they don't know whether got paid or not, they just have a shtar. So they have to take a Shvuye that he didn't find in the file a record that it was paid. But if we were to assume that if the father had been alive, he wouldn't have to take a Shvuye that the Rebbe did not pay in his lifetime, so why should the children of the Malve have to take a Shvuye that they didn't find a notation that it was paid? So in other words, the fact that the Mishnah mentions that the children of the Malve have to take a Shvuye they didn't find a notation in the file of the father that it was paid, so proves that had the Malve been alive, he would have to take a Shvuye that the Malve didn't pay. So the Malve, when the Malve is not alive either, they don't know. They cannot take a Shvuye that he didn't pay. How should they know? They only know they have a shtar. They found in the father's file, they found a shtar. But they can't take a Shvuye that he didn't pay. Maybe he did pay. So they have to take a Shvuye at least that they didn't find a notation, a record of a thing. So the Malve, that's a riot, that's a Mishnah Mefoshes. That the father, had he been alive, he would have to swear that he wasn't paid. So the Matino, the Hinaisim, the Hinaisim, the Shuish, the Matino, the Shuish, the Abish, the Panua. Alma Gamor, the Yanish, the Shinbua. Mikan Mashma, then Tesis says, in certain Alpha, that he's not so Mucha, and they are the Shem Rachelic of this Dino Tesis. Mikan Mashma, she made Tishtachim al Havere, the Omari, Shtabil, the Pratiho, the Gabzine, in so it was his way. Now there is a Gemara in Shvuye, so the Gemara in Shvuye says that if the Malve himself produces a shtar against the Leve, and the Leve says to him, "Oh, I have a shtar, but I want you to take a Shvuye that I didn't pay." So the Malve says, "Why do I have to swear? After all, I have a shtar. Shtar be other my boy." But the Leve says, "No, I want you to take a Shvuye." So then the halacha is that the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a Shvuye. So, Teisa says, so in other words, we have two halachas. We have one halacha that if the Malve tries to collect from the Yisei, from the Oshim of the Leve, so then he has to take a Shvuye. And we have another halacha that if the Malve wants to collect from the Leve himself, and the Leve demands a Shvuye, so then the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a Shvuye. But only if the Leve demands. Only if the Leve demands, in respect to Yoshim, so then Yoshim don't even have to demand. Now what it means that Abo leave me say me Loipora Elabishwe. Loip Elabishwe. Mashenke, if the Malve wants to collect from the Leve himself, only if the Leve demands it. And there is that aloche, suppose the Gemara says the Shvuye is not the Malve, suppose the Malve is it on the Chochem, so then he doesn't, the Leve cannot enforce him to take a Shvuye if it's not Chochem. That's only Shayach when the Malve tries to collect from the Leve himself, but if the Malve wants to collect from the Yoshim of the Leve, then it doesn't make any difference whether the Malve is a Talmud Chochem or not. So in other words, the Chiyuv Shvuye that is incumbent upon a Malve who tries to collect from the Yoshim of the Leve is more stringent than the Chiyuv Shvuye that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Leve himself and the Leve demands it. Because where he tries to collect from the Leve himself and the Leve demands it from him, so only if the Malve is not a Talmud Chochem. But if the Malve is a Talmud Chochem, then the Leve cannot impose upon the Malve. But when the Malve tries to collect from the Yoshim, from the Yisenim of the Leve, then even if the Malve is a Talmud Chochem, he still has to take the choice. So Teisves makes an analogy. Just as the Gemara says here, in regard to the case where the Malve tries to collect from the Yisenim of the Leve, that if it steals money, he doesn't have to swear, even though generally, he has to swear. But if it steals money, he doesn't have to swear because there is the choche of chazokim to the steals money. Now that chiyuv shvuye is more chomor than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malveh when he tries to collect from the Levi himself, and the Levi imposes it upon the Malveh. Because the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that the Levi can impose upon the Malveh doesn't apply to it on Tochen. Masha'iki the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malveh when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi. So it on Tochen is not relieved. So the Chiyuv Shvuyeh, the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malveh when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim is more humble than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that can be imposed upon the Malveh by the Levi himself. So if in regard to the Chiyuv Shvuyeh incumbent upon the Malveh who tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi, which is more humble, so he's potter of it. If he tries to collect his money, so isn't there a kalchimer of logic? This is what Jesus says, that when the Malveh tries to collect from the Levi himself, there's money, and the Levi tries to impose a shvuyeh loy paraticho upon the Malveh, that if he steals money, he cannot impose. So it seems to be, a very conclusive proof. Still, there are many Rishonim who are chilek on Tesis Din, and who say that if the Malveh tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi, there's money, then he doesn't have to swear. But if the Malveh tries to collect from the Levi himself, and the Levi says, Ishtabali the Levi Praticho, then even tails money, the Malveh cannot collect unless he swears. What's the logic? It seems that what Tesis says is a smaller pshuta, but they have a good smart to be chilek on Tesis. So, they say, the Rishonim, the Ramban, other Rishonim, who are chilek on Tesis, so they say, when do we say that there is money, so it's not mechuyev to swear, when there is no time is boring by the Tzach Genevet. When the Malveh tries to collect from the Yoshim of the Levi, do the Yoshim of the Levi know, they say know, whether the father paid or not? They don't know themselves. How do they know whether the father paid? The father does not necessarily have to tell them everything that he does. So it's a time shevo on the part of the Yoshim. Some in Mele, since the Yoshim themselves are not present, a time is body that their father paid, but the Yoshim say, maybe our father paid in his lifetime. So the halacha is, even though the Yoshim are not paying time is body, so you cannot collect from the same, the Malveh cannot collect from the same unless he takes his shvuyeh that he didn't get paid from the Levi, in the lifetime of Levi. Masha'in came, but here's money. So we have the choche. Masha'in came when the Malveh tries to collect from the Levi here's money. And the Levi says, Ishtabano de Levi Praticho. So in other words, why did he say that? Because he's saying, even though it's tails money, but I paid you already. And the Malveh says, no, you're not telling the truth. So then, even though it's tails money, since the Levi is staying it on his body, so mainly he has the schus to impose that shvuyeh upon the Malveh, that the Malveh shouldn't be able to collect without a shvuyeh that he didn't get paid. So, tasteless law is reasonable, and the smaller of that Rishonim is also reasonable. Now then, there is another machlokes Rishonim. The halacha is that if a Baal Chayv tries to collect from the same, he has to swear, even though he produces his shtar, so he has to swear that he didn't get paid. In spite of the fact that there is a chocher of shtar beyond my point, he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. There is also a halacha that if a Baal Chayv tries to be given from the kuches, let's say, he knew the Mishtar, so he can be given from the Kuches. So even though the Kuches are not paying in time is boring, so he also has to swear that the Levi didn't pay. So there is a Machlekes Rishonim. Suppose a Baal Chayv tries to collect from the Kuches, tears money. Let's say, the Levi had a son, and the Levi borrowed the money for 5 years. And the 5 years did not expire yet. And the Malveh wants to collect the chayv, but the Levi has no nechosim. He had one sodeh, and that sodeh was sold to Noikeya. So the Malveh, before the 5 years expire, the Malveh wants to be given the sodeh from the reshus of Noikeya. The chosim shibodeh. And it's there's man. So there is a machlekes Hashem. Some Rishonim say, just as vis-a-vis the Yisraelim, so a Malbe cannot collect without taking Yishuim, even though he has a shtar, and the Rechoche of Shov Yad Maivoye, so vis-a-vis the Keach is the same thing. It's the same thing. And some Rishonim say, no. There's money, even there's money, if he wants to be given from the Keach, so he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. Now the question arises, the Ramban, there's a Rambanchi. So, that by the Keach, in order to be given from the Keach, the Malve has to swear that he didn't get paid from the Leve, even though he tries to collect his money. That's the Rambanchi. Now, what's the Ramban's Svore? So the Ramban's Svore is that in respect to Yoshim, in respect to Yoshim, not true, there is a Chochem. Chazok in the Poreya Bishar's money. But this is not a conclusive rule. Sometimes, usually, a person doesn't take his money. You see, I mean that Abai the Rabbi Achil can hold me, or I do a pass quite a shortage. But since Abai the Rabbi Achil, so that means that it's not 100% that no person pays their money. Usually, a person, the average person, doesn't pay a debtor's money. But sometimes, it happens that a person pays their money. So the question of why does the Gemara say that one can collect from the same tears money without swearing? After all, why should he swear at all? Sometimes it happens. So the answer is, says the Ramban, even though sometimes it happens, but, and the Aluch is, and the Aluch is in Eilchim Limomen Acharo, so he cannot be made Simomen, just because most of the time it doesn't happen. But sometimes it does happen that a person pays to his money. So how is it that the Gemara says that he can collect from the Yisraelim, be made from the Yisraelim, and the Yisraelim on the basis of the fact that usually it doesn't happen, but in the Eilchim Momen Acharov, so why should he be able to collect, even though usually a person doesn't pay his money? So the answer is, he too, that sometimes a person pays their money, but if the father did pay their money, he would, in all probability, he would have informed his children about it. You should know that even though the debt is not due yet, I pay it. So, since he didn't inform the children that he paid, I mean, the children don't even present that way. So that means that the father didn't advise them that he paid already the debt that was not due yet. So that's a chochem, that the unusual didn't happen. Because too, sometimes an unusual fact happens. In other words, a person pays this money. But had this happened, if for some reason the father had decided to pay the debtor's money, in all probability, he would have informed the children. So that's only shayach regarding the children, regarding Yoshi. But not regarding the kuches. Why should he tell the kuches? We could, as he wouldn't tell. So the melee we are hish. That's the shite. But most Rishonim hold that the same halacha that applies to Yoshim applies also to Likuches, except the Ramban. Alright. Mi Abrino. Alright, now the Gemara. Oh, he didn't even call over the Gemara. He boiled. Tobi lachazma, vi oma leperati chobisir zman imao. מי אמרינו ממוקם חזוקה, אמרינו מה הוא ישקר. או ידיעו מו, ממוקם חזוקה, אוי אמרינו מה הוא ישקר. So the shayla of the Gemara is, if a person, if Reuven, let's say, borrowed from Shimon money, let's say, for a year, and then Shimon claimed the money after the year, and Reuven said to him, I paid you before the year was over. Ma, mi amrino mokim chazok, amrino ma'u nishakeh. Because he had a mige. Because Reuven had a mige, he could have said, I paid it to you after the year was over. But instead of saying, I paid it to you after the year was over, he says that he paid it before the year was over. So there is a conflict between two rights, two yichoches. On one hand, Mili is a yichoches. Malu is shaker. After all, it seems that the Kimen is a truthful person, because if he had been ready to lie, he had a very good lie. He could have said, I paid you only I paid you a few months ago. Efter's money. And he said, no, I paid you half a year ago, Taylor's money. So it's a raya that he doesn't want to lie. On the other hand, there is the Yechoche of the Yechoche's money, so there is a conflict between two Yechoches. So the question is, which Yechoche prevails over me? Whether the Yechoche of Nige prevails over the Yechoche Chazok in Priyabish's money, or the Yechoche of Chazok in Priyabish's money prevails over the Yechoche of me? מי אמרים הקזר מלישקי, או ידירו הקזר מלישקי, או מלישקי, או תושי. וחסקה שנעוס עד שבראי שלו אינו עוצן. היחדו, אילי משתו במהח הזמן, ויום עלי פרטיחו בזמני, פשיט, אילו לב יום עלי, פרטיחו בסעיר זמני, אל מעט ומוקים חזוקי, אמרים לו מלו לישקי, שקי. So that was, the Gemara takes it for granted, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case or where, let's say, Reuben built the wall himself, and then Reuben demands reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon says that he paid. He reimbursed him, even though originally Reuben built it by himself, but after Reuben built it by himself, Shimon claims he reimbursed Reuben. So the Mishnah says that he is there. So he says, when we should talk about Achazman after the wall was completely finished, and he demanded reimbursement, and he said after the wall was finished I paid you. So is it Kibar Hakel? I mean, the Mishnah has to tell us the Aloha of Kibar Hakel. I mean, the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself in many situations. I mean, does the Mishnah have to tell us that the Aloha of Kibar Hakel applies to every single situation? I mean, there's an infinite number of situations where the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself. Pratiho b'seir's money. So that's the chiddush. And what is b'seir's money? B'seir's money means that, in other words, that he paid after, let's say, one row of stones was built, but before all the rows of stones, after one amor, after, let's say, each row constitutes one amor height. So, but before all the Dalai Lama's heights were finished. So that's there's money. So in other words, so that's a chiddush. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he says, after one row of stones was built, I reimbursed you, even before the whole wall of Dalai Lama's was not finished. So then, what you want to prove from that Mige is effective b'mokim chazokeh? No, it's not raya. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even before the whole wall is built, it's still considered lachazman. Otherwise, I would say, no, until the whole wall is finished, so it's considered lachazman. So maybe you cannot prove it. Shanoch ha-choshav ha-zavim. Tosh, midala ha-mishol ma'ayim ha-chayim le-isei. Sovel kis-la-achir. So is the חזקה שלו היא נוסד, עד שיומרי שנוסד, איך אדם? אילי משהו לא הזמן, לא פרטיחו בזמן, אמר לא, אלו לא אדם לי פרטיחו בסייר זמן. אל נמוק אחד לא קבלו, אמרו נוסד, אל תגמור, he's trying to prove the reverse from the same. מי אמר שקיע? So the Gemara says, שנוח, דאומה, מי אימא דמחי לרבונו. Here, even though it's לאח הזמן, but this thing, the צומח לג'י סלאחר, סלאח, he's לאחר. So he's מחויב to reimburse, so Shimon is מחויב to reimburse Reuben, is not well known. Very few people know. Now, as I said, when we explain the Mishnah, suppose Shimon happens to be a big one, Boki B'Shas. So then the din of the Mishnah is different. It's not Mishnah. That this din of the Mishnah that says that Midam Midalmi is so mayor and so much like Kislache, so is the Cheska Shalinos at Yorai Shalasan, applies only to a case where Shimon is not a one. And if Shimon is a one, so then we don't say the Cheska Shalinos. I mean, it's not Mishnah. The answer is, even if Shimon is a lamed, but since this din is not well known, so the Mele, he can say, so Shimon will assume that he is not going to collect from him unless unless he'll call him within. So he thinks maybe he will be reluctant, maybe Reuven will be reluctant to call him within. And Memele, why should I pay? Maybe he'll decide to leave me alone. So Memele, there is a chazoket, an account of the fact that this deed is not well known. So, since people who don't know all the deed, who are not key in all the deed, might assume that there won't be any chiyuv, so Memele, I won't pay him unless he really calls me within. And let him work hard before I pay. So even if Shimon happens to be around the nose of that man, he is not likely to be responsive the first moment that Reuven demands it. So in the main letter is Chazoke that Loinos. Shanoch Edom Amirim El Mechai L'Rabo. Now, Omer Rabach Ebed Rabo Amash. Tosh, Mono Libiot, Omer Lehei. Omer Lehei, Rimocha Reuven said to Shimon, I lent you a money, 100 Jews. So Shimon Reuve is made. Omer Lehei, Rimocho, Reuven said to Shimon, Naomi, you only admitted yesterday that you owe me, you borrowed from me. So pay it. Im Omer Nisatik Loch Potter. Between yesterday and now, I paid you. I admitted yesterday morning, and yesterday night, I paid you. So it's what? Eimo b'yodi. But if the next day, when Reuven demands of Shimon the Hamer Zuz, so he says, Eimo b'yodi is chay. My love is at it well, domo l'paraticho b'zman. Eimo b'yodi. The omo l'paraticho b'seir z'mani, v'kato l'chayet, al nebi mokim chazoke, lo yamrino ma'u l'mishak. So the Gemara assumed that when it says, Nisati Vloch means Piraticho Bizman, Eilo Biyodi, Yomolo Bitaraticho Bisayersman, and still it says Chaye. So why is it Chaye? After all, he admitted that he owed. He admitted, Shimon admitted to Reuven the day before that he owed. And now he tells him, I paid it, let's say only last night, and it was still Tersman. It was still Tersman. So, he's chayev, why is he chayev? So, why is he chayev? Al mebi mokim chazoke, lo yamrino ma'alu l'shake. Al mebi mokim chazoke, lo yamrino l'shake. Lo, ma'i lo biyodi, lo hoi dvor meim. Yom amar, toloim, lo lo bisi, kem lo praim. Now, let's see the Rashi. Ma'alu l'shake, bo yom alay peratiko bizman. Yil kak lomo ina le peratiko bisir zman, inem nishwe. O yidiu mo, kim di muru zeklon, dey lo dem tereya bisir zman, eh, We are given a mocking Hazoki the Marley Bure, Maui Shakerlin. Omer Hain with name Ema Biodi before his words of mine. Roy is more than Elo, you can hire me shall it. Shall he shade him, she hate him with name. The Heaven, the Oma will be see, made a Hushali for. She called me Shane away, vain parade. You can came on the pride of them. Divo Makorainti Nem on a few love of his name. The kind one wish with. Mal ves chavir beidin, in tzorch lepeir beidin. So Teisus says Sikashi. Now let's go over this Teisus, call him a Levisi first, because that has to do with the Pshat in the Gemara. Kol ha'im a Levisi, keim a Leparayidah. Hikshu ha'rav Revisi. Ma tzorich al bezderi? Ma tzorich kam litam kol ha'im eir? Havadai ki vishekvo heido, suri mehem olim ha'ashol ilov. Ibish le nebishwe, tzorich ha'itaymeh. שאם אלי מונו ביביותך, ולא אין מיל אדם, ויוסי אידים ועבדו ראינו שלא באו פה, חשתה הודי כמרי סעדה שלא במהם, והודי כמרי שפורה לא אימן. בואי כמרי לא אימן, בואי זה דבח, just change it, I mean, it's nothing wrong. והודי כמרי פורה לא אימן, דוי הוא כמה אקרשו. Die Oma Lulovisi, wo ima Lulovisi, ich kemele preide dann. So die Gemorre in Schwuez menschen des Aloha. Of kol ima Lulovisi, kemele preide dann mehe, in the case where one says to the other one, Libiotra, and the other one says, Ladam. And then Edim come and say, he did bow, but we saw how he paid. So the Aloha is, that the Nitva has to pay
even though according to the testimony of the Eidim. So he paid him already. Why should he pay him? So it sounds strange. So the answer is because he does not think he made him dame, and he does not think he made him dame. It's not only he made him dame, it's berat made. A person in respect to himself has more than one to name. So when he said, when the mitzvah said, La Adam, I didn't borrow from you, Lloyd Lomelo. If one doesn't borrow, you can pay. You can only pay something that you borrow. But if you don't borrow, you can pay. So the Mele, when he was made, when he said La Adam, so ordinarily it would be considered as a tefillah. But later on, Eidim came and said he did borrow, but he paid. So the Mele, now the time of La Adam is construed as Idoye of Leipora. Because when the person said, I didn't borrow, so he said two things. I didn't borrow, and he also said, there is another allegation that emanates from that allegation, I didn't borrow, that he didn't pay, because a person couldn't pay if he didn't borrow. So in other words, so if they didn't come and testify, he borrowed and he paid, so then it would be only an allegation that he didn't bow. But now that the Eidim testified that he did bow, so we accept the testimony of the Eidim, he did bow. But at the same time, the allegation of Al-Adam is construed now as a result of the testimony by the Eidim that he didn't, as an admission that he didn't pay. So melee, that's a big chiddush. I mean, one wouldn't know it, it's a big chiddush. So we have to resort to the aloche of Koloim Alulavisi, came away paraiton, came away paraiton. But here, why do we have to resort to this big chiddush of Koloim Alulavisi, came away paraiton? Here, so Reuven said to Shimon, Mono Lebiot. And then, so Shimon said, hey, he was made there. He was made there that he was, that he borrowed the money. He borrowed the money from Reuven. And then Rimocha, when the Reuven said to Shimon, Neili, so he said, Lo Yivor Neilon. So he is certainly not Nemon and Lo Yivor Neilon, because the Lo Yivor Neilon contradicts his own admission of yesterday that, hey, so why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisi and Lepraigidom? In Gemara in Shvuyas we have to resort to it. But here, without recourse to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisi and Lepraigidom, he should be Chayev, because he certainly is not Nemon on the Adam that he says today, inasmuch as the Adam of today contradicts his own admission yesterday. That's the Yiskash. Abu Hochli Tzorchla. Neymeri, the Yisrich Lashino. Limotze Lemeima. Hoim Alulavisi. Loishul Lobaklau. Elokiyu Alulavisi. Livishi Poraiti. Komashmulon. Nechilaim Alulaporaiti. That's right. That memory in Shwiz of Mono Lubiotcha, Palo Eimel Adam, Vyose Eidim Ve'amre, Koinu Shalova Upor, tells us two things. First of all, he tells us that when a person says, Ladam, so, and if it cannot be accepted as Mamish Ladam, so then it has to be construed as Loiparai. That's one thing. Then another thing is implicit in the memory in Shuez. Because according to memory in Shuez, so if Reuven said to Shimon, one will be otro, and Shimon said, Ladam. Shimon said, Ladam. And then Eidim come and say, Hoinu, that Shimon was loive from Reuven, and he was Perea. So then, the halacha is he has to pay. Even if Shimon will say, when I said Ladam yesterday, I didn't mean Ladam. I meant like Ladam. In other words, because I paid your rent. So even in that case, the Gemara says in Shuez, that you have to pay. So in other words, so the Gemara in Shuez, the memory in Shuez says two alochas. One aloha is the ikabin of Koloim Alulavisi, which is a big chidesh. And then another chidesh, that he cannot explain away his statement. In other words, that it's interpreted, it is to be understood in the according to the regular connotation of the allegation. And he cannot explain it away. So
So Memele, when the Gemara says here, so that's the second thing that is implicit in the Gemara in Shuas of Kol Imelu Rizik Emelu Gradinome. So when the Gemara says, Yom Ama, Kol Imelu Rizik Emelu Gradinome, the Gemara doesn't mean the first thing of Kol Imelu Rizik, but the second thing, that it cannot be mitarzibur. This is how Tesis explains the Gemara. But does it appear from Rashi that Rashi explains the Gemara that way? Rashi says, Lo Yedvar Melo, Hilka Chayev Rishali, Shari Yeshedim Shehedel Ibitneyem, V'chidim Diyoma Alul Avisi, Meyeh Hu Shalei Pora, Shekol Vishay Elevei Lein Epareya. Why doesn't Rashi mention about the Tanz Bipurei? Rashi doesn't mention. Apparently, Rashi didn't explain the Gemara like Tesis. That according to Rashi, so here we have an application of the first din of Kol Imelu Rizkon Pradidome. It's true that the Gemara in Shmuel says to all of us, one, the Ikar din of Kol Imelu Rizkon Pradidome, that when a person says, La'adam, I never borrowed money, so if it cannot be accepted as such, that he never borrowed because there is a Haggadah Seidim that he did borrow, so then it is to be construed as an admission that he didn't pay, that's the Ikar din of Kol Imelu Rizkon Pradidome. And then there's another din that is implicit in that Gemara in Shmuel, that he cannot be mitarzibur. So according to Tesis, when the Gemara mentions